Hello and welcome back to the Misfits podcast, rated 5 stars by Philip Orne. He says, I've been listening to this podcast consistently since episode 15 and it is still as cooked today as it was then.
Whoa. Wow.
Could not agree more. We are a bunch of cook cunts, aren't we fellas?
Yeah, we are.
We are a bunch of cook cunts.
Speaking of which, we're not only cooked, but we've also been cursed.
Cursed?
We have been cursed.
And how the fuck has that happened, fellas? Oh. What got us to this moment? Like, maybe farting on a dead bird or something?
I reckon we get into this story a bit later.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to introduce us.
I was leading into it, but yeah, I guess I'm rushing it a bit. Yeah. So yeah, well, what have we been up to, guys?
Wait, who are us guys?
Who are we?
Oh,
who
shit.
Are
you?
Remember, we got Alzheimer's patients watching us.
Joined by co-host Fitz.
Hi.
Swagger Souls.
Hi.
And Matt.
Hey, what it do?
Okay, now
and
do
who
I
are
do?
You?
And I'm Mason, aka Zuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mason's running the show now.
I did half of that pretty well, but
stop being so down on yourself.
It was a good
You're really doing a very good job.
Anyway, yeah, what have we been up to, guys? Not much.
Just kind of went on a bit of a bit of a trip, didn't we?
Oh, what a great way to like intro the blog. What have we been up to? Fuck all, not much. It's like a bountiful selection of topics.
Yeah, well, yeah. We have been up to a bit.
We have so much to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about, you know.
It's a great week.
It's been a while since we've been on a trip, you know, COVID and shit. We won't go on a COVID because no one wants to fuck. That's the last thing everyone wants to hear about, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck COVID.
Fuck COVID. Fuck the police.
Oh, I don't know about them.
Okay, nah. The police are good blokes, all right? You know,
well,
yeah, some of them.
Fucking pigs. Nah, never mind.
No, dude. Come on.
Nah, the police.
Hey, this is Mason's show now.
When I look at the cops on the street, you know, most people from Geelong be like, fuck the pigs, all this shit. I'm like, fuck you know what? That bloke's going to keep me safe in the streets. So,
depends.
Big ups the copper dogs, mag cunts.
Yeah. All right. It's like. Yeah, just try not to offend anyone, but it's like, fuck the police, but also love those cunts.
I love the cops, bro.
You love all
I
cops?
I wanted to be a cop.
You wanted to be a cop?
Yeah, and then I got knuckle tats. So
oh,
like,
shit.
Fucked up there.
Oh, so what, because you got knuckle tats, you can't be a cop?
Well, I think they have like exceptions now. But
really?
Yeah, but I originally wanted to be one. I was going to study for it, like full study, like in school. I was literally like... That's why I like finished school because I wanted to go on to do that.
Wow.
I wanted to be a cop, but then I got fuck 5-0 tattooed on my knuckles.
Not to that extent.
Now I can't go to the police academy.
Dude, you'd be the perfect like undercover cop though. Mm. Like, if you had like fuck the police tattooed on your forehead.
Yeah.
Like, like you're working for the cops. Like, exactly. You walk in, you know, you go into a car, like, you know, passenger side. You're like, yo, bro, where's all the fentanyl that I'm going to take tonight? And they're like, oh, here it is. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh. Gotcha. You see this fuck the police tattoo scrawled across my forehead? I'm an undercover cop. Show them the badge.
Right.
All the men come
in. Is that how they do it? Like they're just in the car.
Yeah.
And as soon as they get their hands on the fentanyl, they go, psych, I'm a cop. And then it's just like an awkward 20 minutes of silence where they're like, all right, well, he's going to kill you then. And you're like, fuck.
You're like,
what now?
Yeah.
What are you doing then? You got a gun on you?
Probably not.
You got a piece?
No piece.
So you're just in a car.
Yeah,
with a drug dealer.
I don't think it would be you, the undercover cop, that says, psych, I'm a cop. I think it's when all the backup arrives and points guns at the person being arrested.
You're the backup.
That's when you go, psych, I'm a cop. And then you like double middle finger him.
Right.
You epically own.
Is it really necessary to get like a real tattoo that says fuck 5-0 on it?
No, temporary tattoo.
No, it's not. Know. This isn't getting the tattoo to be a cop. I'm saying if you already had that tattoo because, you know, everyone makes mistakes, then you could still get a job as a police officer, undercover police
you
officer.
You get like fuck Popo, you know?
Yeah, fuck Popo.
Like what P-O-P-O.
Did you count that? Count the letters?
Fuck P-O-P-O, bro.
No thumbs.
All right. No thumbs, bro. How are you supposed to show knuckle? Like, you got knuckle tats, fair enough.
Fuck the popo.
Yeah, and then on the thumbs, you just have thumb one and thumb two.
Yeah.
Just so you remember.
Have you seen that article with the chick who got left and right tattooed on her arm?
Fuck, no.
Did she get it
left
wrong?
Was it imagine?
Yeah, like left arm, cool. Right arm, very nice.
Yeah, right. I feel like that'd be helpful for the people that... like can't tell their last from their rights.
Surely
because
there's
they
like
have
a name for that. Like dyslexia,
retarded, fucking stupid.
Okay.
I mean, it could be kind of like hard though to have like all your body parts just labeled with tattoos. Just like finger.
Yeah, dude, sponsored by Off-White. It's all in quotes.
It's all in quotes. Yeah. You've got a forearm.
Yeah.
So I could see that being cool. Like a diagram on your body.
Fun fact, the correct terminology for fingers are phalanges.
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 There you go, mm-hmm. guys. Fun fact for the day.
Fuck.
Filled with fun
facts.
What's
a not so fun fact of the day?
The Holocaust happened.
It's not very fun.
Yeah. Not fun.
Not fun.
Yeah. I don't like that segment as much.
No. Good.
You know what I do like? You know, this review talked about how he's been listening for a very long time and was still just as cooked as ever. What was the thing that really drew people in to the podcast in the first place? What do you think it was?
I think it was the fact that we're just a good friendship group. That, I don't know.
I think it was us going on like crazy adventures and shit.
Crazy adventures, wild stories.
We were a bunch of YouTubers and then we started traveling together and getting up to shenanigans. Yeah.
Addicted to drugs. Yeah.
And recently, there's been a true return to form.
Yes.
It's content because we went on a trip to go fishing. We went to South Australia.
Before we get into the trip, when was the last time that we all went on a trip? Would that be the snow trip?
Snow trip, I think.
That would be snow. Almost a year ago.
That was 6 months, bro.
6 months? Yeah. It was 7 or 8.
Well, no, it was Kobe's birthday when we went.
So. When was his birthday?
June 23rd.
Oh, yeah. So it's coming up on like 10 months, 9 or 10 months.
Fuck, has it really been that long?
It has been a long time since the trip.
Time just be possible.
And a full trip. Like, when was the last time we went on a full trip with everybody? That would have been PAX.
That was just like a quick little drive.
That would have been PAX East in Boston. LA, that shit show.
Yes.
Well, we nearly got stuck in there, stuck in America because of fucking...
We just narrowly escaped the COVID bubble.
Yep.
Got our way back over here. And then, of course, the entire year was just null and void due to COVID. But now we're back. And we're back and we're traveling and things are great here. And we went on a road trip down to South Australia with the intention of going fishing.
Yeah, exactly. It was going to be a fishing trip with the boys.
Yeah, because we were like, you know what? Even though we've already been fishing once before with Keemstar himself and the content was terrible.
Because we didn't catch any fish.
We call it fish.
We did. Keem. They were pretty small. Yeah. They're all toadies.
Yeah, that's true. And we were just out in the boat. Yeah. Now, this time we were like, you know what? We're going to try this again. Let's do fishing the right way. And we drove, took my car.
Yeah, the Tesla.
All the misfits.
Very comfy ride.
Comfy ride.
Bus crammed. It
except
wasn't
for, except for the back seats, kind of squishy. Yeah,
but it was doable, though, for like an 8-hour trip.
There was no room demand spread, and it really made me angry. It really made me so fucking mad.
Hey, the inner misogynist made me so angry.
I think at one point I was in the middle, and I was like falling asleep, and my legs were spread out, and my head was just down like a fucking monk.
Yeah.
Like hanging from a tree or some shit.
Yeah,
except the right way up.
Yeah, hanging from your neck.
No, what the fuck? Where's the correlation?
Well, you said hanging from a tree, which implies hanging from a tree.
That's the last thing a monk would do, bro.
Did you mean a monkey? Hanging from a tree like a monkey,
bro.
A monk.
The last thing I heard about a monk doing anything like that was setting himself on fire.
Yeah,
which was pretty epic.
Self-immolation.
Yeah,
is that what the terminology?
Self-immolation. Yeah,
that's sick, man.
Yeah,
that's crazy shit.
You know, they had an internet challenge not too long ago called the fucking stupid retard challenge, where people would set themselves on fire. Have you ever seen that? Where like some fucking idiot like pours like rubbing alcohol or like hand sanitizer, they rub it all over their body and they're like, watch this, guys, and lights himself on fire, starts fucking freaking out because he's burning alive. There was one guy did it in a shower tub, and it was like, oh, it's all good, I'll just lie down in the fucking bathtub. And he lit himself on fire and immediately started to panic. He got out of the tub and started running around instead of putting himself out. I don't know why. This is horrible.
That was a huge segue.
I've had that dumb mindset before as a kid, but with a hot glue gun. I was like, oh, I'm going to get an ice cube and I have a hot glue gun. I'm going to put hot glue on my finger. This is going to hurt really bad, but it's okay because I have an ice cube right here and I'll cool it down. But it's fucking hot glue. It's not going to just cool down if you put an ice cube on it. So
no,
just like
it's
a third degree
it's
burn.
Just going to, it's just going to press it even further onto your skin.
Anyway, guys, we're talking about something very epic here.
Yeah,
so
we are.
Can we go back to the epic stuff?
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Sorry, sir.
So we went on a trip.
Yes, we went on a trip. We had a couple stops on the way, stopped in a little town called Ballarat.
Oh,
Went to the mall.
Yes. It was a lovely lovely town.
There were a couple interesting NPCs.
Interesting NPCs walking around. A few of them came up to us. One person recognized us, this young woman.
Yep.
She tapped me on the shoulder and I turned around. I was like, oh, the fuck, who's that? And then I looked down, I was like, oh, there's a person.
As per usual, that's just every day for you, mate.
And she was like, are you fit? And I, for some reason, just purely based on like judging a book by its cover, I thought that she must not like me.
Right.
That she wasn't a fan, but she just knew who I was and she was like upset with me for some reason. Maybe it's just the look on her face. But she was like, no, I like your videos, or I like the Misfits. And
right.
We all went over and we said hello to this person.
Yeah.
And then she took a photo of me and she walked off. And then this other guy, this elderly man, came up to me.
Yes.
And was like, what's going on here?
And he's just looking down, looking up at Fitz.
He was a janitor, right? He literally was a janitor.
I don't know if he was a janitor. I think it was just an unruly
fella. It was just a random bloke, just a ledge.
Just a random bloke. And he was like, so are you some kind of celebrity then? And I was like, what did I say?
He's like, you're famous or something.
You said you were famous for like being the world's tallest man.
And then I just ran with it. I was like, yeah, I'm actually the world's tallest man. Like, no cunt is taller than me. And he's like, oh, that's very impressive. And then he went to turn away. And then he turned back to me and said, don't do any drugs or alcohol. And I was like, oh no, I would never do anything like that. Never do anything like that, mate. Just a little bit of ketamine on the weekends, mate. Sure, just a little bit of that. He was like, no.
He's like dead serious as well. He was so serious.
Do not do any drugs, man.
Do not do any drugs. You're a hard accident.
Oh, if only he knew where you were going and what you're going to do there.
I was just fucking around having fun with him.
No, it was a good experience at the mall.
It was great. Yeah. We got some shit pies,
shit boost juices.
Yeah,
shit
the fucking boost juices were fucking awful.
Back on the road again. Fucking had a couple more stops. Nothing much happened. And then eventually we pull into the Airbnb at night after an 8-hour drive. It's a nice little place by the river.
Yeah.
You know, nice
beautiful.
Place,
Murray River.
Right off the Murray River.
Yeah.
By the Murray River. And
what did we do there? We explored, went out back. Oh.
First, like, we're exploring the place, had a look. First thing we see on the staircase, all right, dead bird.
Fucking dead bird.
Like, what's going on there, mate?
And so I laid my eyes on it first, I think. We go outside, we go into the bank, there's these steps that go down this really steep driveway and then over by the dock, right off the river. And on these steps, it's just a fucking dead bird. Like, literally just a bird died, answered, you know, inside of its eyeball socket, you know, eating away. Good for them. Good for them. But
good
I,
day for the
you
worms.
Know, I look at him, I look at him and I go, oh, wow, guys, check this out. It's a bad omen. And you guys all flood out, Matt and Mason and a couple others are looking at it. They're like, oh, what the fuck? It's a dead bird. Then what did you do, Mason? What did you decide to do with the carcass of this deceased animal?
Just farted on it, mate.
That's fucking disgusting.
just had a fart? You ripped ass?
Well, I just thought it'd be funny.
I wasn't there for this. You just squatted over this dead bird and farted?
It was the heat of the moment.
Yeah. I think it's the heat of the fart, mate.
The thing is, that obviously was a curse, right? Like, you had cursed...
You disrespected the omen.
I wouldn't say it was a curse. Like, I'd say, you know, one and done.
If there's, there's a dead bird on the stairs, and Swagger's like, this is a bad omen. This is bad energy. Please be respectful of this omen.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Do not piss off the demon that sent this here to warn us. And you squat over this dead bird and you fart on it?
I guess I did, yeah.
And then what happened?
Hey, bro, Matt farted on it twice, right?
Really?
He farted on it twice.
They were like two solid good farts as well. Like, he went...
Bro, he's bragging about how good the farts were on a dead bird.
So it's disgusting. So immature.
Not only was it a singular curse that you set upon us, but Matt doubled up on it and made it a triple curse.
Triple curse. Which it's a bad juju vibe, guys.
Yeah, it was
dead bird three times. Yeah,
dude, I want to know what the like point was of the second fart. Like,
how are you gonna talk shit?
I had
shit?
A second one.
You set example,
bro. I had the idea. It was funny the first time. Matt just comes over, farts on it, then does it again, bro.
Right. Like, it's like, how can I improve on this idea?
What's the fucking point of that, bro?
I had two farts in me. I got the first one out. I'm like, well, there's another one in me. Can't let it go to waste.
Basically, you're both children, and if these demons weren't already upset with us by giving us this warning, you fucking greatly angered the gods. And not only that, but we just left the bird there.
Yeah,
the entire trip.
We had a policy that Fitz explained, which was let nature take its course. Like, leave it there, don't move it, don't pick it up, don't throw it into the bushes, don't put it anywhere.
Yeah,
surely an animal of some kind will find this deceased bird and take care of it for us over the 6 days. And
just stayed there the whole
time. The whole time. Barely even got eaten by any ants or anything.
Its head was skeletonized by the end of the trip.
Yeah, but that wasn't animals that did that. Yeah. His head was cut off and placed on my pillowcase.
Yeah,
that's a lie. That didn't happen. But that would be kind of cool.
That shit was smelling by the last night when I was sleeping outside. I'm like, oh, ugh.
Bro, yeah, I, well, think Matt, the curse, I think
Matt,
the curse...
Matt chose to sleep right by this dead bird the entire
trip. I was sleeping out by, like, the hot tub underneath. It was, like, really cold out.
Now that I think of it, I think the curse is still around. Because
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I saw a movie the other night. I was watching a horror movie, and some kid chopped off a dead bird's head.
Oh, you saw that? That
Hereditary. What's it called again? Hereditary.
You watched that?
Yeah.
What did you think of that film?
I watched, like, the first 20 minutes of it. I'm like, I'm too scared.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw it. Dead bird was fucking Hereditary.
Yeah,
it's the fucking first thing I thought of, which is why he said it was a bad omen.
Dude, horror movies scare the fuck out of me.
Hereditary is a great movie.
The curse definitely. I think the dead bird, the demons of the dead bird, definitely took its frustrations out on people that weren't us. There was, I don't know. Are we skipping ahead? If
we're
talking
skipping
about,
ahead. Let's just continue on. So we leave the bird here for obvious reasons.
Yes,
after already disturbing its presence. Continue on. Check out the Airbnb. It's nice, man. It's by the river. We got a dock.
Good.
We got to fish off. We got like a little hut by the thing. There's not a lot of it.
We were in the middle of nowhere. We were like an hour and a half out of Adelaide. So yeah. We were bumfuck nowhere.
Yep, just by a river.
By a river in farmland. You know,
it was already pretty late, so I'm pretty sure we just called it a day at that point.
Yeah.
Woke up the next day, riled up, ready to catch
ready
some
fish. Ready to fish. Ready to go fishing.
Fucking beautiful day it was.
This can't fish
lovely.
All fucking day.
You got that right, dude.
You got some XP.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I was getting my fucking fishing up, dude. Soon enough, I was ready to get a lobby pot, start getting some lobbies, start fishing for sharks, be fucking
what's a
set.
Lobby pot?
Be set to PK. Be set to PK.
Yeah.
I was literally out there. I mean, for most of the trip, pretty much every day of the trip, I spent at least 6 hours out there on the dock, like soaking in sun, casting the rod off.
That's just how you roll. You just get locked into something. You're like, all right, I'm just committing my time to this.
He had the character and everything. Like the whole fisherman outfit on and everything.
Yeah, it was sick. I had a shirt. I had the shirt that said, "Of course I come fast. I have fish to catch." And there's a little bass about the water. So good. So good. And I think that's why I caught so many fish.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's because you come fast.
You gotta come fast.
Yeah.
You know, gotta catch the fish.
Gotta go. Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch the fish. Yeah. But it was good. I was worried that we weren't gonna catch anything and then it was just gonna be awful. And we didn't catch anything for really a while. I think I was like the only person it was me and Sam that caught fish off of our dock.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Well, the first day it was just like a beautiful sunny day.
No, it was just soaking all in.
Very lucky with the weather.
Very blessed.
So lucky.
God, it was so nice. The trip was partially for content, but also partially just to like chill out.
The first day felt like we just kind of went out and just relaxed, did some fishing.
Vibe the content. Let's let the content come naturally is how we feel it. So it was really nice. Had a really nice day. Blasting June. Swag, you caught your first fish first day a few hours in.
Yeah, we had caught, Sam caught the first fish on the trip. It was a perch. Had to return it. And then I was fishing, and then I caught a carp. Oh. Now, we took the carp out of this river, and, you know, we had this book that we would sort through, look up stuff online. What can you keep? What can't you keep? What do you, you know, and there's a type of fish that they classify as a noxious fish.
Obnoxious?
Noxious.
Like loud?
Not no OB, just noxious.
Noxious.
Carp is an invasive species, and they decimate the ecosystems of Australian rivers, of lakes, everywhere. They fuck it up, the vegetation, all the other fish, they outcompete them, and they're a menace.
Donate
to them. So what you have to do when you catch a carp, especially in that area, is that you cannot return them to the river. You have to either keep them outside. You just take them off the hook, flop them somewhere, and let them suffocate for hours until a fish pecks at them.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, swiftly dispatch it.
In an inhumane fashion.
Well, and this is where the ethics and the morals kind of swirl into the conversation, because ethically, I think you catch a carp, trash fish, decimates the ecosystem. Fuck it, stupid, ugly, fucking idiot. So you can either leave it out to suffer in the sun, getting pecked by fish, or you could do what I would say is a humane thing and put it out of its misery.
Right.
Now, we had a couple of options. I'm going to sound like a horrible person.
You are a horrible person.
We had a couple of options. We had Sam used to live in Adelaide, so he had gone there and picked up his dad's tackle box. And in this box was, you know, a fishing knife, filleting knife, except it probably hasn't been used properly in like a decade. It was super blunt, and carp are very armored. So I had the option of stabbing this fish in the fucking head until it stopped moving with a blunt knife, which wasn't appealing. Yeah. I didn't want to do that. Or I could concuss it by smacking it against a pole that was holding up this gazebo area.
This was like
or,
things you Googled?
Or no, this was just ideas.
Yeah.
Or I can concuss it by picking it up and slamming it against the corner of the gazebo, like the
sort
floor.
Sort of like an RKO situation.
Yeah, it's like an RKO. But the thing is, everybody around me was telling me, just slam it, just hit it. And so me being nervous, because I had never killed a fish before. Like, yeah. I'm straight up always catch and release. Like, just take it off the hook, throw it back. But in this case, can't do that with the carp. So I picked it up. I went to slam it on the floor. And, you know, fish, some people might not know this, but fish happen to be really slippery.
Mm-hmm.
And it slipped out of my hand, and I bashed this carp, like the middle part of it, on the corner, and it was just flopping around. I was like, I feel horrible. Like, I just need to kill it. I need to put it out of its misery. And so everyone was telling me, oh, just stomp on it. Just fucking stomp on it. And I was like, okay. And so I grabbed it and put it down. And I stomped on it like twice, right in the head.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
It kind of like, because it's slippery, the first time you stomped it, it kind of shot out from the back of your heel, like
yeah.
A little bit of a slide. Yep. And then you stomped it again.
Yeah, I stomped it again. And
each
after
stomp, everyone around was like, ah, ah.
Yeah. You know, after removing, it was horrific. And, you know, I was wearing my getup and everything, but underneath, man, if you could see my face, it was, I was cringing. I felt so horrible.
You were so shook after
I was
it.
Really shook.
He's like, I feel terrible.
I felt terrible because I lift up my fucking foot and half this carp's fucking face is just like mushed. Like I literally heel stomped. I curb stomped. It was a hate crime. It was a carp hate crime.
It's just nature, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, you stomp a carp once and you're like, that's all I need to do. But you still see he's like kind of kicking a little bit. You're like, yeah. I have to finish the job. And then you do it. And then whoops, no more lower jaw. And it was awful.
Oh,
and it was
I saw some fishy brains squirt out when you first did
for sure.
But we don't need to go into too much detail.
It's just, look, it was awful, but do I regret it? No.
Bro, would you rather leave a fish out there to, like,
it's
going to like fuck up,
you know,
the reverence, right?
It's like, you know,
it's a simple thing, you know. We've talked about dead on impact.
Exactly.
Quicksand,
like,
or death,
like,
on impact,
like,
bro. What do you want?
Exactly. Like, I would rather, like, if I were a carp, right? If I was a stupid, ugly, disgusting, invasive carp.
Right.
That didn't deserve to live and shouldn't have any rights.
So, like, if you were just like, you are now, but you're a fish?
Yes.
Right.
and I was caught. Because I'm a stupid fucking carp, and I think a bread on a hook is food.
Idiots.
Yeah, idiot, right?
Dumb,
deserved
dumb
it.
Fucking fish.
And I was caught. It's like, well, would I rather have my fucking brain stomped in, two stomps, gone, out like a light, like just get recycled back into the universe or whatever?
Yeah.
Or do I just want to be lying out, baking in the sun, going, gasping for breath.
We get it, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather get stomped.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and the stomping was messy and inhumane, and we found a way to fix that later on. But yeah, I'm not.
I don't know if it was inhumane, man.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, it was very human.
It was very normal.
Look,
like,
I just think it was more brutal and messy than it had to be, and that's why I didn't like it, because it wasn't like a precise.
It was a botched job.
I just thought it was funny because.
Oh,
none of us had no idea what we were doing. We were trying to do the right thing.
I felt
like,
so horrible.
Has any of us even gone fishing before this trip?
Yes.
Yeah, we've all been fishing.
Like kid,
but we've never had to do that because we've never
caught
anything.
Well, we never
caught
an invasive fish that can't be returned to the river.
Mm.
But yeah, I became a man after that. Yeah.
Yes, we all saw some shit that day.
Yeah, it was
we all
rough.
Stood around aghast. There was a moment of silence that hung in the air.
Pelicans ate fucking well, though, dude. Pelicans ate well.
There were a bunch of pelicans on the river. They snapped them off.
Do you reckon that part that continued the curse, though? That whole stomping scenario?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, maybe that was like the bad omen that was placed on me, like just to give me something a little traumatic, but at least I wasn't injured.
Right. Right.
It was a test.
Yeah.
The devil bestowed upon you, and yes. You passed the test.
Yeah. The
with
injuries.
Your cruelty.
The injuries progressed the next day.
The only way to get rid of a curse is with a act of cruelty, and you, mm-hmm. you did that very yeah. effectively.
So I was good for the rest of the trip. No curse for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
That was clean. I stabbed the fish.
Oh,
that night, too.
No, that was another.
Was
that was
it?
The next day.
That was the next
yeah,
day.
It was the next
oh,
day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what happened the next day? What did we do the next
well,
day?
Well, wasn't it also this day that fucking Ryan sliced his hand open?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was that
oh,
night.
Shit, yeah.
Was that
yeah,
night?
Yeah, it was that night.
So, yeah, we're, you know, I think after a nice day in the sun, I don't know if much else happened. Ryan's cooking dinner. Fucking just slices his hand open with a very sharp knife
it was,
or blunt knife.
It was the last cut of the last piece of bread, and then he was going to cut an avocado, and then that would have been dinner. And he'd spent maybe a solid hour and a half to 2 hours cooking and preparing this
yeah.
massive feast for everyone to eat.
Delicious.
And he was so ready to eat it as well. He was so hungry and ready to eat it. The last slice of the last piece of bread. Fucking slipped out and cut his thumb
wide
like open,
yeah.
like a gnarly wound.
Yeah,
and it was bleeding everywhere. He was on a call. He was just taking the call. He was just like, "Oh yeah, yeah, no, I just cut my finger. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna go to the hospital."
That's
yeah,
when,
I just don't want to look at it.
That
you
was
know?
When blood was first drawn from this trip.
Yep, the curse was enacted.
That's right. So like Ryan's point. Like flopping around on the ground in pain, and we're like, oh, yeah. we got to put this guy out of his misery.
Yeah.
Swagger's like, I know what to do. Stomps on Ryan's head yeah. once and then twice again.
Yeah.
No, that's not what happened. Toby drove Ryan to the hospital, just like, I don't know, 20 minutes away, and he got stitches.
He was stitched up.
But it was kind of brutal, dude. Kind of brutal. Prepare a whole ass meal.
he came back home like 2 hours later
cold.
And there was nothing. It was like, no, it was like scraps.
So good though. That food was so good. Definitely worth the bloodshed. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Yeah, then chill evening. Lots of smoking yeah. and drinking and just enjoying the vibes by the river. Go to bed. Wake up for another day of fishing. Oh, boy. Another day out by the river. What
caught,
happened the next day?
Caught nothing.
Caught jack shit.
Caught nothing the next day. Maybe one carp. I think maybe it was one carp. And then I think that's the one that Matt decided.
Oh, right.
Or was
well,
that the day after? It's
no,
hard
that's
to tell.
Second day. Well, while you were out fishing, we took a little detour into town, me and a few of the boys.
Right.
So first we hit up a hunting store and we were just buying shit there. We saw like a little slingshot. Grabbed that. What else we... Oh, it's actually behind you. Mm-hmm. A little slingshot.
Oh, there you go.
Whoa.
What else did we get? We got a bow and arrow and I saw they had this like fishing kit for a bow and arrow. So it's like a regular arrow except it's got like a string attached to it and you like... Attach this. You attach like the skull to the bow, and you can like shoot the fish in the water, and then like pull it and try to like
right.
reel it in. It's like an actual thing. Like
right.
it's an actual
yeah.
sport.
Bow and
like,
arrow
okay, fucking,
fishing.
Yeah, bow and arrow fishing. Bought that just for the fun of it, just to try, you know. And I was like, yo, if I'm gonna be doing this, I gotta like play the character. I was like looking around if they had like camo gloves and shirt and everything like that. And out of the corner of his eye, Sam eyes it up. He's like, oh, Matt, check it out. They have a whole ass ghillie suit. Like top to bottom hood and everything. I'm like, okay, fucking get that. Might as well. And then me and Sam saw in this display case, they had like all these crazy Australian looking like hunting
like,
knives.
Like
and
Bowie
shit.
Knives.
Yeah, yeah. And there's two left.
Like some Dundee shit.
Yeah.
Crocodile
yeah.
Dundee shit.
Came with a little sheath and everything. There's like two left that me and Sam wanted that were cheap. She's like, yeah, fuck it.
Look $50
knives.
$50 everybody.
Knives.
$50 knives.
Idea.
They were really good, but they came
kill
really they came really blunt.
Yeah, no, they were.
Which will
sharp.
factor in to this story.
So yeah, we what else we do? Went to the hardware store. Oh yeah, I went to the hardware store. Where's that at?
Right there.
Right there.
Matt is going to
so,
grab his creation.
Let me preface this. We're walking through the aisles looking for shit we need. Like, what did we get? Like tarps and like
yeah,
a
garden
hose trying to make a slip,
hose,
and
a slip and slide.
And then we're walking past the plumbing section and I'm like, boys, let's make a potato gun. We've always talked about it. Might as well, we're here. So let me grab this.
Yeah, he's currently walking off the set and picking up a, yep. This massive,
it's a menacing looking device.
This is a fucking.
Whoa, don't
boys.
Point that shit at me.
How it works malfunctioned. Is you get a PVC pipe like this, about a meter long. Well, you're supposed to get like an adapter thing and make it like a big tube to make like a chamber.
Right.
They didn't have that, oddly enough, at a big hardware store like Bunnings. They just didn't have PVC piping. So we improvised, got a bunch of like little. Elbow bends.
Yeah,
it looks,
you made a little.
It looks very cool.
A little erect dick.
It looks more like a gun this way with the curve, I think.
by then, all you need is just like a little cap for the end.
Is there still residue in there? Like green yeah, residue?
You can still smell the.
Oh my god! It was like, oh fuck!
Yeah, don't want to whiff that.
Stinks.
Yeah, give it a whiff.
Nah, fuck
give
that.
It a, give
bro.
It a whiff.
I don't know if I want to get high right now. All right. Oh,
just give it a little whiff.
That's a familiar smell.
That's a familiar smell.
It was awful. It's like deodorant
and the glue. We'd
also.
I kind of want to huff it again.
Some of the green from the Misfits melon we shot out of it.
Yeah, bro, that's fucked, man.
So one of the things that Matt did when he came back with his potato gun is he filled it with, he put a potato down, he ramrodded it with a fucking broom handle, as you do. And then he poured about a tub of Misfits melon gamer subs in it and shot it out like confetti.
I reckon I just shortened my lifespan by about 5 years.
Oh, just like sniffing that.
I'm high as fuck from that shit, bro.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. Pretty good. But yeah, Misfits melon, gamersubs.gg, 10% off your order. Use code Misfits. Yep. They sponsored part of the trip. They sponsored the podcast. And, we decided why not christen this beautiful little potato gun with some gamer subs. Pack a bigger punch.
That's it. Yeah. Nice ad, bro.
Thanks.
No, yeah, gamersubs.gg, code Misfits. Fucking get around it, cunts.
Yeah, man.
Love those cunts.
But, yeah, we made...
Long story short, it goes boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Big booms.
Like, what do we do?
Do we even have deodorant? Can you dry fire it?
No, you need to spray something. Fuck. There is deodorant in there, but...
Mm.
All you do is just like spray like the tiniest amount, like less is more. Just tiny little spray of deodorant, cap it, and then there's like a little grill starter.
To, like, a little sparker.
Yeah,
just creates a little spark.
And you push that, and it makes a spark, and then.
And then because the potato is blocking the way, it just creates a buildup of pressure, and the potato eventually bursts out at a high rate.
Yeah.
And it goes, dude. It goes so far.
Yeah.
It was skimming it across the lake.
We're shooting like 200 meters.
Everyone was laughing. Like, it wasn't working for like the whole first day. It was just going like this and like nothing was happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then it finally fired just halfway across the lake. I was like, oh, fuck.
Dude. It's like shooting a fucking noob tube.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's sick. It's actually sick. It was a vibe. Matt was in full ghillie. Just shooting this potato cannon, just
cowboy hat on and everything,
in full on southern mode, just loving it.
He's fucking go boy, shoot your damn tater guns.
So
that's pretty epic.
So you have, you're putting all this together. You have your $50 knife. You're all ghillied out. You got your cowboy hat on. You're running around, causing some chaos. Being good with that. And then I believe I caught another carp.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, the first time we took out the little hunting knife, I was like, okay, I want to try and kill a fish because I've just never killed a fish before. You
and
know?
I didn't want to fucking kill another one.
Because, yeah, after, you're still after traumatized the experience, from the last one.
I was not enjoying that. so we got another carp.
I need therapy for my fish killing it.
So we handed the carp, take it off the hook. They're like, you caught it, you have to kill it. I said, no. And the mat... Thank God.
I'll kill it.
He volunteered.
Hell.
With his $50 knife.
And then I go up to stab it. I'm like, bro, I don't want to do this. This is fucked. I don't want to kill a fish. But everyone's like, no, kill it. You got to kill it. And it's like, where do I stab it? Yeah. Like, what? Blow the gills?
It was somebody had said, I believe it was either Mitchell or Blue, or cameraman that had said, get the knife. You're going to stick it into the gills. All the way up into the brain, and you really need to push it in there, and then it'll stop moving, and it'll die.
Got to be surgical with it.
Yes, but he's at an angle, pretty much almost parallel, just tilted into the gills, he's like that, just a stab.
Nice humane stab
to the brain. Humane stab to the brain.
Lovely. So but Matt, what'd you do?
I stabbed it, but...
Well, I stabbed it.
Well, I stabbed it right in the head, but it didn't die.
Well, here's the thing.
We thought it would die.
You had stabbed it in the gills. You had maybe poked it. Like, it was like a half stab. Like, we shouldn't have told you to stab. We should have told you to shank it. We should have told you, because a shank would have killed it. But he had taken it and kind of haphazardly stuck it in the gills.
Oh, you're like, you got to angle it with the gills. I should just stab it.
Yeah, he's like,
you
got to angle it in. It's like, if you want to be clean about it. But the knife wasn't really that sharp, and it really didn't go that deep. And the fish stopped moving. So we had figured, like, dead fish, whatever. And so it was a bit dirty because it was flopping on the grass before. And so, I was like, well, I might as well, clean it off.
But this is 20 minutes later that you're deciding to clean this thing off.
Yeah,
it's been laying there not moving for ages now.
Yeah, it was maybe like 2 or 3 minutes, between you stabbing it being still, and then me getting the water, and then me putting down a tub. And then we take this fish, and I put it in to clean it up. And as soon as we drop it in, it starts flapping. Oh, it starts fucking fish. Thrashing. And I was like, whoa, the fish isn't dead. And everyone's like, oh, no, you just put it back in the water. That's just the nerves firing. I was like, okay. And I wait, it's still, and I go to fucking touch it. And it starts flapping again. I go, it's not dead.
It's writhing in pain. The fish is actually bringing his little fish lips out of the water and going, please kill me.
I'm like, it's not dead. And Matt's like, what? He's not fucking dead. He sprints over with the knife. He picks it up. He puts it down. Then you take it from here.
Well, I stabbed it again.
So I started stabbing it again.
There's a lot of fish killing going on.
Yeah. Fish Twitter is mad right now.
Yeah. We haven't even gotten to the five other carp.
But yeah, I stabbed it. I think we killed it that time finally.
This was full on prison shanking.
He was literally both hands on the knife.
Oh god.
Doing
oh god,
fucking,
I'm so sorry.
Fucking
I'm
this
so,
to
oh
it.
God.
And just crying. I'm like, bro, if this is like my first time fishing, I'd be like so traumatized.
And doing
like,
carp are fucking armored, so he wasn't getting through the fucking head at all. He had to like grab it, he had to fucking smack the time with like that.
High level fish
takes a bit of force.
Until it went all the way through its fucking head, and then he just picked it up. He's like, I think it's dead. It was just fucking not moving, and I was like, great. And then we fucking threw it to the side for a pelican to eat.
So just fucking killing these cops.
Yep.
Just that was actually the whole trip, guys. So that's like
pretty much.
That was just all we did.
That was the event of that day. Fucking another fish killed.
You also picked up this boomerang from the hunting store, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we decided the next day to throw this around.
We wanted to get a traditional Australian experience in, so we bought a boomerang, thinking, oh yeah, well, boomerangs are supposed to return when you throw them. This will be fun. Shit's actually very difficult. Shit's actually kind of confusing.
Very hard.
We walk out to this field,
right,
and we try throwing this boomerang, and we quickly realize that we just have no talent when it comes to the rang. Bit tricky, isn't it?
It is.
Bit tricky. I'll try hitting Matt right now. Oh, actually, that worked.
Oh, you're right.
Did I actually hit your hand?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, look, it returned. So there you go. But yeah, Swagger, you were the best at throwing the boomerang.
Yeah.
You got some distance, bro.
You got some good curvature on it, too. Like, it was returning back. It just wasn't quite all the way.
Yeah, you have to whip it into the wind at, like, a really weird angle.
We were watching these fucking YouTube videos of this guy trying to kill birds with a boomerang.
Yeah.
Even he didn't succeed.
No, he didn't hit one.
Even he didn't seem to understand the fundamental mechanics of the boomerang. So we had nothing to go off, really. We were just fucking throwing around the field.
Hoping it would come back.
Realizing that it was now very far away and having to walk and get it.
I was blind, dude. I didn't have my glasses on. I would throw this thing and be like, I know where it landed. And then I would walk like 300 meters past it and be like, where is it? And then you guys would walk and be like, dude, it's right here.
It's right here. It's tricky, man.
Very tricky.
Don't doubt the sophistication of the boomerang, man. It's a fucking high-level skill.
It's a useful tool.
Especially for killing fish.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, so that was fun. That was pretty cool.
Then we went to a ghost town, didn't we?
Then we went to a ghost town.
We went to an actual cursed ghost town,
so
dude.
So we linked up with our good friends, Raka Raka. You're probably familiar with them. They're Australian YouTubers. Very, very talented guys. Very funny guys.
Funny as fuck.
Fucking like literal cartoon characters those brothers are.
They are.
And it's like a little duo. We meet up with them, and they're just very excited, being very animated. We're like, oh, great. Finally, someone funny around. Raka Raka was like, whose idea was it to go to the...
It was Danny's.
Yeah, Danny was like, there's this town, this abandoned old town, like 10 minutes down the road, where, you know, they're said to be ghosts. They're said to be spirits of some sort.
It's called...
Danny loves his horror. Danny's like a horror fanatic, loves film. And he's like, guys, we should go to this town late at night, break in, and... you know, hide from security, go to the old church and do a summoning ritual and try to speak to demons. We said, that sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, none of us wanted to do it.
At first I was like, yeah, let's do it. But then a couple of hours passed and I was getting tired and I was like, I don't know if I want to go speak to a demon right now.
Yeah.
But then he got up on our coffee table and he delivered a very motivational speech. And we had no choice but to go along and to go to this abandoned town. Very rickety old town, like almost like Western vibes.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like the oldest ghost town in Australia. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, well,
I think the thing is, they're real houses, they're real homes, and apparently real people have lived in those homes and have died in the homes.
Mm.
And then what they did is they transported the house to old. We might have to censor the name because we literally did break in.
But whatever.
We'll talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, basically it's like this old abandoned town. It's a tourist attraction during the day.
Yeah.
But by night, there's like a group of security guards that kind of, they live there, I think, you know, more or less full time. They stay there overnight and they hang out in the common room to keep a watch on the town in case some dumb fucks like us decide to break in and cause havoc.
For the record, we didn't break in. We just jumped the fence.
Literally, it wasn't much of a break in. It was like
a knee-high fence. Yeah.
And we had no ill intention, obviously. We just wanted to be a little bit funny for the camera. Get in the van, full of excitement, full of
fear.
Fear was in the van.
Talking about horror movies, fucking all this shit.
Getting spooked up. Pull over, and kind of covertly sneak into this town, jump over the fence. And everyone's kind of a little on edge, I'll be real.
Very on edge.
It was fear in the group. We were creeping in. We kept seeing like flashlights flicker. We're like, what the fuck? That it goes through security. Couldn't say. We're making our way in, walking slow. And then, we see it. We see the flashlight again.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, security.
Security.
Half the group runs.
Yeah, along with me.
Most of the group, actually.
Literally everyone, but four of us.
Everyone but myself, Matt, Danny, and our friend Noah were remaining. And the rest kind of ran off and retreated. And then I think you guys kind of came back in a little later on.
Yeah, well.
We were like, fuck that. We're going to continue onwards.
We had run off. I had run off with Toby and who's the other Raka?
Michael.
Danny and.
What?
Michael.
Yeah,
Dan.
Michael.
It was, I ran off with Toby. Michael was fucking super far ahead. Ryan and all the rest of them were also really far ahead. Mm-hmm. And I catch it with Toby and she's like, well, I lost my phone. Mm. I was like, what? She goes, oh, it fell out of my pocket when I was running. So I was like, well, we have to go back for your phone. And so I would call it, and she would look around to try to see it, and I'd keep calling it, and then eventually she found it. And I was like, okay, good. At least I did something good. And then she went back, and then we got back to the van, and they said, I was like, where's everyone else? They go, they're still there. You guys should go. And I was like, okay. So it was me, Michael, and Sam that went back.
It's like a discount horror movie. Like, in a real horror movie, you might leave your friend behind. And you're like, oh, no, we left our friend behind. We have to go back and save them.
Yeah.
In reality, it's like, oh, I just left my phone.
Yeah.
Got to go back and save my phone.
Yeah,
saving private phone.
It was the three of us trying to find where you guys were. And, like, I was super on edge. Like, I was, like, crouch walking, foxtrotting, like, making no noise when I move. Michael's just fucking kicking rocks. It's being really loud. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, stop. And he has his camera in his hand. He points it towards me. He goes, what, do you believe in ghosts? I go, no. I believe in security. he's like, oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
We couldn't find you guys. Where did you go?
Well, we went deeper into the town. Mm-hmm. Myself, Matt, Danny, and Noah. We kind of creeped in. It was eerie, man. Because it was just the four of us now. We couldn't even hear you guys. Like, we were just alone walking through this Western-style town.
Yeah, I think we found, like, the main street. There was, like, a saloon and a hotel and
stuff. All kinds of weird old buildings. We walked in a couple of them.
But we swear we saw, like, a light come from the window. Or, like, one of them. We, like, approached it slowly and like peeked in. There's like fucking nothing there.
We were hearing like twigs break, fucking hackles in the air. Very, very frightened.
That's probably afraid. Mason
pissed my pants several times. Anyway, we're like, all right, we're gonna find our way to the church. We're gonna complete the mission. Walk down the road, see the church. But to get to the church, we have to cross through the line of sight of this common room where the security guards, we could see them in there kind of like fraternizing and hanging out. And it looked like they were kind of looking out the windows and pointing as if they were aware of us. But we're kind of like, it's probably just a bunch of kids. Like, really, this is a very low-risk situation. It's like, it looks like these guys had guns. If they found us, they'd probably be like, get out of here. Like, just a wag of the finger sort of thing. It's not like we're going to prison for breaking into this fucking town. But for the purposes of the video, it was a life or death situation.
Right.
So we, like, creep along their field of view, like, one by one, kind of, like, creep past, get to the church. What happened? We get to the church,
we get it's like pitch black. We found like a little light finally. Slowly start looking around. This shit's like, I was okay like sneaking into ghost town. I'm not in a ghost or anything, but as soon as you get in this church, I'm just like, fuck, vibes changed. I'm like, I'm fucking sketched out of this shit, man.
I just be worried about
as a kid. This is like bad juju, man.
Really in there.
I just be worried about fucking crackheads just like hiding out in these fucking dilapidated houses in the middle of the night.
Yeah, funny you mention that. We're inside. We're like halfway up to the aisle of this church. We're looking around, pan the light. All of a sudden, I see an outline of some kind.
A silhouette?
Like a full-on out. Yes, like a silhouette. I was like, what the fuck is that? And someone pans the light. It's like some like pastor, but it's like a statue of him.
Oh, mannequin. It's like a mannequin?
Just sitting there, yeah, like this.
Is he
like,
standing up on the like preacher's box?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So he's like elevated looking down on us. We're like, fuck! Like,
that gave me actual goosebumps.
That was a legit jump scare, yeah. And then we kind of like, all right, it's just a mannequin, it's fine.
We're good.
We had to walk right past him. Very like, you know.
I was waiting for him to full on fucking turn and like
turn,
my
just
arm,
turn his
man.
Head like, what are you doing?
I've seen the movies.
Go into the back room. Just a bunch of old pews in there and old church things, some dried cum.
Vacuum cleaner.
we sit down on the floor and Danny starts to commit the ritual. He's like, all right, we have to sit here in silence.
Turn the lights off, no words.
3 minutes. We sat in a circle in the back of this old church in silence. I ripped ass. It was funny. And then we were like, all right, well, nothing's happening. There's no ghosts because they aren't real, believe it or not.
Oh, one of us got separated. Remember, it's only three of us at first.
Mm.
It was like Danny or someone was missing. Like,
I think Noah was tracking it? Behind.
Yeah, we're like, Noah? Noah? Then we hear footsteps.
No response.
Coming through the church. We're like, Noah?
Oh, yeah.
And then we're just around the door and it's him. We're like, yeah. Fucking cunt.
Yeah. But anyway, we fucking, basically nothing happened. trying to be as dramatic as possible for storytelling purposes, but really nothing happened. We just sat in the dark in an old church.
At one point, I was like, looking at the camera and I had the big flashlight that goes like fucking 100.
Yeah, it was a fucking beam.
And I was like, looking at the camera, I was like, look, I bet you I'll make one of them dab.
Yeah, I just pointed it
50 meters down the road. I just pointed at Swagger and he just goes fucking.
Yeah, I literally do this to like shield my fucking face. It made me dab.
Dude, I hope they got that on camera because that was fucking
I'm pretty
gold.
Sure they would have had to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you and me were wearing GoPros. We had little pure.
Yeah, we had chest straps.
We filmed it, so hopefully we can edit it.
Bro, I was a pussy, bro. I didn't go that far into the ghost town. I dipped.
Yeah.
But fuck that.
Yeah. In reality, it really wasn't such a bad vibe. I could have stayed longer. Fucking. Church was quite nice, quite roomy. Pews were comfy. Anyway, we leave the church and we creep back past the security and link back up at the van, creep through the town.
I tried to jump in the fence with one of those, like a stick.
Oh, you tried to
pole
vault?
Fence. Yeah, I tried to pole vault the fence. I'm like, everyone's like, you sure this is a good idea? I'm like, yeah, man, you just got to believe. Run into it, just slap straight in the fence, like no air at all. Just stab.
I don't know what
leg.
You expect? I was fully expecting that stick to snap, and you just end up like severed in half on the barbed wire fence, Final Destination style. Uh-huh. But you just cut yourself.
Yeah, nah.
Anyway, we get back in the van. We're like, oh, I guess that was the ghost town. Guess that was that. Fucking head back home. Call it a day.
Yep. Watch the horror movie.
Watch this movie called Funny Games. Great movie, actually. Very interesting movie. I recommend people watch it. Let me know what you think. It's cool. It was nice.
Ghost Town was spooky. Long story short, fellas.
Long story short, got spooked in a ghost town. Called it a day. Went to bed. Next day, beautiful sunshine. It's a day to be on the river.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bunch of tubes. You call them. Some people call them biscuits. Some people call them donuts. Like, you know, just things that you can chill on in water, sit on it, inflatable and such. We link them all together, and the plan is to basically go out together on all these donuts.
With paddles.
And with paddles and just make our way down the river. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's so hot. Yeah.
But 3 kilometers.
It would have been a three-kilometer journey down the river to a spot where we were awaiting pickup.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, we're not smart. And so we were like, oh, we're not going to bring our phone or anything because what if it falls in the river and then we lose it? So we're just not going to bring a phone. We're not going to bring any method to communicate with anybody where we are, where we're going. There's no life vests, no life jackets.
It seemed like a pretty simple mission. Like
we had beer.
Float down the river and drink.
The water looked like it was moving at quite a pace. So we're like, all right, the current will probably do most of the work for us. The sun was out. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm just going to sit here, bathe in the sun, drink a Corona. With the boys on a bunch of inflatable tubes. And we get out there, and at first it's going quite well. It's a bit of fun.
Like, yeah, oh, this is having, nice. Having a row.
Having a paddle. Mason's having fun. He's laughing.
We're getting out just about to the middle of the river, and we keep kind of paddling, and we notice that the current is taking us to the other side of the river, which is covered in brush and like sticks that could poke holes in the tubes. It just would have been very unfortunate to hit.
Not only that, but immediately the sun is covered by a bank of clouds.
Yeah.
And there's just no sunshine inside.
I was fucking freezing, dude. Oh, my teeth were chattering. I couldn't move my legs.
As soon as it happened, he would not stop fucking complaining.
Mason started just panicking. He's like, I'm fucking cold. Let's go back.
I'm cold.
I want a cigarette.
I'm hungry. I'm cold. I'm hungry. I want a cigarette.
I thought I was going to get hypothermia, bro.
Yeah, dude.
It was like the most mild fucking weather. It was like not
Dude, my teeth were chattering.
I'll admit
bro.
It. It was a little bit nippy, but it was nothing to be concerned about. And you just fucking, I got,
there
I
were fucking
so
bull
angry.
Sharks in that river.
No, they were not.
Yeah, there were.
No, there were.
Dude,
not.
The whole time I was like, I'm keeping this bottle in case I need a fucking bottle of shark.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, sharks are easy. Just bop them on the nose, they'll go away.
Oh, no, not gonna lie, it would have been pretty cool to get in a punch on with one.
It would have been great. Yeah.
Good content, but like, is it worth losing an arm or a leg? Probably not.
No, probably not.
Yeah. Probably not. But really, there was very low risk of that happening. The reality was, we were just out on a river. The current wasn't taking us anywhere. So if we wanted to get to our destination, we had to paddle. And Mason just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
He wouldn't stop complaining, and he had a paddle in his he had a paddle on his lap. We had four paddles. He had one on his lap. Everyone else is doing work, and he's just sitting there bitching. And he's like, "I want to go home." And he's like, "Well, if you want to go home, then we need to go further down the river. Yeah. So start paddling." He's like, "Nah, nah, I want to stay."
No, you're like, "If you want to go home, then fucking get there yourself. Yeah. Then you unstrap me." No,
you sit there fucking whinging the whole time. I'm like, "Fine, you want to complain? I'll give you something to complain about."
I unhooked him. Matt unhooked Mason from the tubes and just pushed him out. It's like, if you want to dock again, then you need to stop complaining. He had a paddle, so he was just, you know, trying to get back to us. We kept paddling away.
He's just sitting there spinning.
Yeah,
in
he had no idea how to paddle. He was doing it on one side, and he just kept doing circles, spinning around.
You're screaming your head off.
You guys ditched me. Quite a fair distance.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, 50 meters out, probably.
No, it was 10 meters, dude.
Fuck
and
no,
it
felt like 50. Felt like I was stranded, man.
The reality was that we were stuck out in this river, and the only way to get out was to keep paddling and commit to the journey, put a bit of work in. Mason didn't seem to understand that. Mason just thought that by complaining about it, he would magically get there.
Bro, I was cold, so.
Anyway, it was pretty funny. I'll admit, like we were obviously we're kind of doing a bit of a bit as well, but. Anyway, we basically end up just paddling along, kind of suffering, but...
A good 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was like a good hour and a half on this river.
Yeah.
And then we're like, all right, fuck, we see a random dock. At this point, we realize we have no phones. We have no way of communicating with anyone to pick us up, so we're quite a ways away from the Airbnb. We just pull up to this random guy's dock, just stumble onto shore. As soon as we get out of the river, the sun comes out again. It's wonderful.
It's
beautiful. We're like, oh, thank God. But then we have to find a way to get home.
We are barefoot. We did not pack shoes. We are barefoot, and we chose the dock in this guy's driveway and backyard. It's all rocks. It was like a construction site, and it was all fucking rocks.
It wasn't that bad. You guys are such pussies.
It was all rocks. It was literally all, Mason, it was all rocks.
There was a lot of rocks.
It was like a rock pathway and then dirt on the side. You could have just walked on the dirt.
All rocks.
It was all rocks.
There were fucking bull ants and shit too.
Ants everywhere.
Yeah.
But we have to make our way up this hill to beg someone to use
their
phone.
It was a big hill too.
Which is like, it's pretty much this guy's got a fucking zoo. He's got emus in
his backyard.
He
was an emu farmer.
Yeah.
Really nice bloke. We go around the back of his house. He's like underneath his car doing repairs. I'm like, excuse me, sorry to bother you, but this is really stupid. But we were just out in the river and we pulled up on your dock because out of fear.
You were stranded.
We were stranded. Can we please use your phone to call our friends so we can come pick us up? He's like, all right. And
we're like, wait, who knows anyone's phone?
Yeah, who has anyone's number memorized?
Wait, fuck.
Yeah. So thankfully, Jay had someone's number who we got. Then he called that person, and then that person called Chris, and then we were like, okay, well now Chris is on his way. Hopefully, walk our way out, and then we see Chris in the van just approaching.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank God, we're saved. We're gonna be fine. Jay had to catch a flight as well, so it was pretty clutch.
Yeah,
that
Jay
Chris
had
came.
To catch a flight like 2 hours after we left, and he was like, he was supposed to leave half an hour after like he finally got back to the Airbnb.
Yeah. Also, another thing that happened in this trip that I forget, which you know. Is another result of the curse of the dead bird. Is Rish, our dear friend
Rish,
fucking was just having fun in the backyard with Ryan. And Ryan was throwing white.
Let me preface this because when Rish, our good friend and designer, Rish, he came and he would not stop giving Ryan shit for going to the high school. He goes, you've only been there for 2 days. You already went to the hospital. Like, you're a fucking idiot.
I know that.
Like, you had a, what, you got stitches. I've never had stitches before. Like, sucks to be you. Ha ha.
Is he really? I know that.
Yeah,
that's so
yeah,
funny.
Which is what makes it hilarious. Rish is out in the backyard playing, whatever Rish plays, and... Fucking
no, what was happening was Ryan was throwing white claws at Rish
from
the balcony down the steep hill, and Rish was trying to catch them. And Rish is like,
no, Rish wasn't even trying to get, he was trying to run away from them.
Yeah, he's trying to avoid this artillery fire of white claws raining down on him. And he runs into a fucking rusty shovel that was lying on the ground. It completely splits the middle of his toe open. Like,
yeah,
fucking.
So imagine, like, hold your index finger out like you're pointing, and from the nail to, like, the bit of skin. So imagine running a knife along your nail and cutting into the skin laterally down your finger. He did that to his ring toe or something like that, like the fourth toe down, third toe down.
Yeah, I just kicked that shit and just fucking completely fucked. And, like, I heard this happen. I thought, I was probably just complaining about nothing. Probably stepped on a rock. And then I find out later that he's actually completely fucked.
He's jumping around.
And he
has
to go to hospital.
He's yelling. He's in shock. And, like, his instinct is like, oh, I'm just going to run in the river. He runs in the river and sticks his fucking foot in the river. I'm like, hey, congrats. You have an infection now. and then he started panicking. And we go to the hospital. And we get these Snapchats while we're on the dock fishing. And he's screaming in these Snapchats because the doctor has to inject his toe four times with a numbing agent. And then they had to lift up the flap of skin and then wash it out and then stick another needle, like antibiotics or whatever, in there.
Yeah.
And then they had to give him a tetanus shot on top of it. Yeah. So he had a horrible day.
But the problem was that they gave him this numbing agent, and then the doctor was like, oh, hang on, I'll be right back. I have to do something else. And it came back like 30 minutes to 45 minutes later when the shit had already worn off. It's like, all right, now we'll do this. Now we'll stitch you up. So Rich is just like on his back with his knees up under a blanket, looking terrified, just screaming like, ah, ah, they're just like just doing work on his fucking toe.
Rich is the last person you want that to happen.
Yeah,
to, right?
Dude, I felt so bad for him, but I was catching fish.
So
we were catching more carp.
We were too busy catching fish, man.
Our neighbor's dock, the neighbor had chummed his dock the night before. Yeah. And we're fishing on our dock, and we look over. There's 10 fucking carp just, like, laid out on this guy's grass.
Some high-level fisherman living
next door. He's, like, maybe 68, 75. Like, he's an old bloke. But he was such a cool dude. He gave us the bait. He said, I'm done fishing. You guys can use the dock. We were like, fuck yeah. You know, we had the boomerang. Give me the boomerang. Just pass it over here. Thank you. Using the boomerang, we weren't able to throw it and catch it. And it's like, well, why have this be a waste? Why have a waste of money? Because I looked at this and I said, this is a club. This is so good.
This is the perfect mechanism.
This is the perfect thing you need to dispatch a carp. Mm. And I caught like 4 or 5 carp off that dude's dock. It was awesome.
You were determined to kill this carp
in
a non-cruel way.
Yeah, every single carp I caught, I said, okay, buddy, it's time to die. It's time for you to die. It's time for you to get out of the river and stop destroying the ecosystem. And I brought him on to land. I unhooked him, and I just went like that.
Come
in. Like straight up wax to the head. Like 3 or 4 is all it took. They completely stopped moving.
So at this point, as you could clearly tell, Swagger had a taste for violence.
Yeah.
And was eagerly awaiting bashing this carp's skull in with a boomerang.
I'm not even over-exaggerating. It was an unquenchable thirst for violence. Every time I caught a carp, I said, oh, get the boomerang. Matt, get the boomerang.
You.
And the thing is, you know, Matt being the evil genius that he is, had his potato gun, and he was shooting it in between the two docks that we were fishing off of. And
the old dude didn't even care. He's sitting there smoking a pipe, watching.
Yeah,
us.
Dude. The old guy is up on his house, looking down at us from the balcony, smoking out of his pipe. Don't know what he was smoking, but probably some good shit. And then I catch a fish. I reel it in, and Matt goes, "Oh, dude, you know I can dispatch this fish humanely." And he takes the spud gun. He sprays some deodorant in it. And I'm like, "You're gonna shoot the fucking carp with the spud gun?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, sure I will. It'll be a clean kill." So I hold it up. I feel horrible talking about this.
Let Matt talk about it,
though.
Yeah,
okay,
talk
about
it. He's got the fish in the water, pulls the line up, fish is out of the water, so I'm just like, fuck it, fire in the hole. Killed the fish instantly, man.
Yeah, blew a fucking hole through this fish with a potato.
I think we caught that in slow-mo as well. I think that's on camera. God knows if that footage was
unusable.
Yeah, no, a lot of that footage unusable.
None of that footage would be bashing in the schools of
Corinth
is usable.
It's not inhumane just because it's an interesting mechanism of putting it out of its misery.
It's not animal cruelty, right? You're supposed to kill him.
Yeah.
For all the
we didn't torture. The potato gun was the fastest kill, mate. It killed him like that, bro.
Sure. For all the people who are listening to this in shock and awe, grasping at your pearl necklace, first of all, probably not even real pearls, so fuck you. And second of all, killed the fucking fish. It killed the fish really quick.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at it. It was like pretty much fucking, it wasn't moving.
Yeah.
Double taps just to make sure.
I mean, there's a chance that maybe you would shot it and severed its spine, which prevented it from moving. Maybe it was still conscious.
Yeah, that fish is actually in a fucking wheelchair to this day.
Yeah.
Suffering. In pain. Because of what you did.
I thought it was kind of sick.
It was sick. It was
and
cool.
I looked at it and I was like, whoa, that's a dead carp. Unhooked it, put it down. All right, let's catch another.
Alongside with all the blood drawn this trip, I also did draw a bit of blood.
How so?
I went through a TV.
That's the other curse. Three farts, three fucking almost trips to the hospital.
The most mild horror movie ever.
So long story short, went to do a bit of gambling. You know, I got convinced by Michael to chuck $100 on the pokies.
No, where'd you go? You guys like drove to Adelaide, right?
Yeah, we drove to Adelaide. Yeah, so we go out for dinner and stuff like that.
So it was you, Ryan, the Racker Racker boys.
And Jackson. Doherty. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Really funny guy. But yeah, got really fucked up. Went back to the hotel room. Michael was falling asleep on the bed. And like I was like, wake up, Michael. Wake the fuck up. Got on the bed. I just did a backflip. Landed. Sprung back off the bed. Smacked the back of my head on the TV. And I'm just like, fuck. Like, fuck. I look behind me. TV's fucked up, bro. It's like a massive hole in it. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, check the back of my head. Blood pissing out. And I was like, fuck. I think I got to go to hospital.
You look gnarly, dude.
Yeah. And like, but they were like telling me because, you know, Michael and Danny... If you know the Racker Racker boys, they practically stunt men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, bro, like, that's all goods, bro. It'll heal up overnight. And I was like, I was still freaking out about it because it's like fucking blood from my head, dude. Like,
yeah.
There's still a fucking blood stain on the back of my fucking seat, Kirstie.
Yeah. In your fancy Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla on the passenger seat.
Is this the big red
bro,
mark?
Bro, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't even know. But yeah, like at least I can tick that off my bucket list now that I've gone through a TV in a hotel.
Yeah, gone through a TV in a hotel.
That's the rock star
using
life,
your head.
Completely busted that shit, too.
Yeah, it was fucked up. How much did it cost?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
we didn't even know if they charged it. They were very nice at that hotel. That's the same hotel where I puked all over the floor. And
right.
Yeah, same one. Lovely folks at the hotel. Lovely folks.
So yeah, that's like as cursed as it gets, bro.
Almost three farts. I pulled my hand off with the potato gun. Well, not.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
When I screwed the cap back on and then went to shoot it, it wasn't like screwed on all the way. So it just went like, thump, like smacked in my hand. Like it didn't like numb it or anything.
It was just cursed altogether,
so
bro.
Give me a slap.
Like three farts. The first fart was Ryan cutting his hand. The second fart was Rich cutting his toe. Third fart was you hitting the back of your head.
We paid him blood.
It was just me being dumb.
Paid him blood. All for that cursed bird.
I remember we were building this thing and shooting it off for the first time while Ryan was at the hospital. Like, we just did not learn a single lesson that whole trip, I don't think.
No.
What lesson did we learn, if there is one? Fishing is...
Boomerang is the most effective means of dispatching a fish.
That's right.
So, I agree.
Boomerangs are epic.
Dude, boomerang solid wags. It was satisfying. You just go.
All right,
just club the fish.
Put this fucking dog on a leash, man.
Got the face for blood now.
All in all, it was a great trip. We all had fun. I think we all came away from the trip feeling
content
relaxed.
Was funny.
Content was great. Good,
nice
good,
little road trip back. Oh, what happened?
Good
on the
downtime.
Way back?
I got a flat tire on the way back. Yeah. Who gives a fuck? It's boring.
That was pretty funny though.
It was funny. Yeah, get a flat tire. Fuck. Cursed. Cursed, but also epic.
Yeah,
what a
great
adventure.
Shout out on the way back to the fan that we met in Ballarat. Toby.
I didn't even know if he was a fan, bro. I think he just was lonely at the bus stop.
You think?
He was like, hey, I saw you guys over here. So I'd say, good day. We're like, oh, hi. He fucking just stands there.
He didn't really say anything.
He stands there silent for like a minute. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to catch my bus. We're like, all right.
Peace out, bro.
He's
like, yo, what is there to do here in Ballarat? He's like, yeah, nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Shortest dialogue.
He ran out of dialogue,
yeah. And then he sort of just glitched away. Yeah, the NPCs you meet along the way truly do make it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's listening to this, shout out random kid from the
Toby.
Bus stop. His name was Toby?
Yeah,
oh, that's
Toby.
Right, that's right.
Shout out.
And that's the trip. Now we're back. Week in the sun. Back at it. So hopefully you'll see that video sometime soon and not in like 6 months. That'd be great.
It'll be soon. There's more than enough.
It'll be soon. Yep. Cool, guys. Well, that's that. That's a wrap on that.
We went fishing.
Hopefully the curse hasn't followed us home and there's not more blood to be shed.
I guess we'll find out.
Fingers crossed, lads.
Yeah, well, Swagger does have a taste for violence now, so maybe he's going to go on a rampage. He's got the boomerang close by. He sleeps with it under his pillow.
It's a fucking sick weapon, dude. He's honestly really sick self-defense weapon.
I wouldn't fuck with anyone with a boomerang coming at me. Fuck that shit.
No, dude. No chance.
Yeah, she would hurt.
That's right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you next week.
Later. Bye.
Later.